When Patty was just talking and she said that, you know, when people talk about you, whatever the case may be, you know, God's there, he sees it all, and he sends his ministering angels. And the song, I can't remember who sang it, but the song I thought about is the song God Only Knows. God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they said about you. God only knows. God knows. Amen. That's the song that it came into my spirit when she, when you said that, Patty, and I love that song. I just can't remember who sings it. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Father. We give you the honor. We give you the glory this evening, Father God. And we just thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that has saved us, that protect us, that has healed us. And I thank you, Father God. Right now, Father, I ask for you to have your way in this place. Holy Spirit, have your way. All of you, Father, and none of me. You speak through me. I am a willing vessel, a willing and empty vessel. Use me, Father, as you see fit. And I thank you, Father God. Right now, I bind every evil spirit. I bind every scheme, tactic, and assignment the enemy has sent to come against this service and these people and their families here tonight, Father God. I bind it right now, and I loose your peace, I loose your power, and I loose your anointing over Oasis right now, Father God. And we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Glory. When a couple of Sundays ago or so, when Pastor Sharon was teaching on hearing from God, listening and hearing from God, and during her message, she had already asked her and Pastor, I think I asked that Wednesday before, if I would teach tonight. And while she was teaching, and I told her after service, God gave me the message, the title for this message, and all about hearing God and hearing him. And I wrote it down, and it was, listen on purpose, God is speaking. Listen on purpose, God is speaking. And I was listening to T.D. Jakes and on a message that he did about hearing from God. And one thing that he said, it is more important what God is saying than what we are saying. If we cannot hear right, we cannot speak right. The scripture says, who has an ear, let them hear, not who has a mouth, let them speak.
That's good.
And the scriptures that he's talking about is three different ones that give different, that verbiage is Matthew 11:15. Mark 4:9 and Revelation 2:29. I'm going to read those. Matthew 11:15 in the NIV says, whoever has ears, let them hear. In the Message version, it says, are you listening to me? Really listening? Yes. Mark 4:9 says, then Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. In the Message again, it says, are you listening to this? Really listening? Revelation 2:29 says in the NIV, whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The Message version, are your ears awake? Listen. Listen to the wind words, the Spirit blowing through the churches. Glory to God. Are we expecting to hear from God? In every aspect of our lives, are we expecting for God to talk to us? Even whether it's through someone, through his word, through a song, or whatever the case may be, are we expecting to hear from God? Abraham was expecting to hear from God when he went on that mountain with his son. He was expecting. And I know this because he said, me and the lad, we'll be back. Y'all stay here. Me and the lad will be back. But God had already told him he got to sacrifice him. But he said, me and the lad, we coming back. So he was expecting to hear from God. So when he was about to slay his son, the son that God promised him, he was ready and listening, expecting to hear from God. He was doing what God told him to do, but he was expecting to hear from God. And God spoke, and he stopped. And he asked God, "Yes, Lord." Are we expecting to hear from God? Are our ears, spiritual ears, in tune? Miss Bonnie was talking about the frequency. Are you in tune with the frequency? Are you in tune with God's frequency? Or you got the little fuzziness going on where you really can't hear, where we really can't hear? Glory to God. God is our navigational system. He's our GPS. God's positions of standards. He's our GPS. God's positions of standard. In the natural, I use a GPS all the time when I don't know where I'm going. We trust that GPS to tell us. I trust it. If it tells me to keep straight and in 3 miles turn right, I'm going to keep straight. And in 3 miles, I'm going to turn right. When it tells me you got 100 feet, you got to turn, I'm going to make sure I'm in the right lane so I can turn. Why are we going to trust this and not trust God? When God tells us, okay, I need you to go here. I need you to do this. I need you to sow this seed. Why can't we just follow suit, but we'll trust his navigational system to get us where we need to go? God is trying to get us where we need to go. God's positions of standard. You know, and when we really do trust it, if we make an incorrect turn or pass a turn, it redirects us. Our natural GPS give us, it tells us to make a left or make a right, as I was saying, but we won't listen to God when he tells us to make a U-turn. You're going down the wrong road. You're going down the wrong road. You just passed the road I told you to get off of. I need you to go back. Get off that street. It's not the street you're supposed to be on. That person, not someone you need to be talking to. But we ignore it. We ignore it. He's trying to keep us from a roadblock. He's trying to keep us from destruction. He's trying to keep us from avoiding the heartaches and the pain. God's positions of standard. He's our spiritual GPS. He knows, he the only one that truly knows what's ahead. He's the only one that truly knows God's positions of standard. Kenneth Copeland had four different reasons of hearing from God. The four are: check your receiver, find his frequency, learn to discern his voice, line it up with the word, the Bible. Okay? Some scriptures to back that up. Check your receiver. Jeremiah 29:13. And you will seek for me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. That's the New King James Version. The Message Version says, which I love the Message Version, when you come looking for me, you will find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. Amen. That's our daddy talking to us. When you come looking for me, you will find me. Yes, when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else, I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. Amen. When we get serious, when I get serious about exercising and eating right, I can lose weight, and I did it. I'm not serious about it anymore. I'll do here and do a little bit there, but when I want some Popeye's fried chicken, I want some Popeye's fried chicken. When I want some banana pudding, I want some banana pudding. When I want Miss Betty's brownies, I want Miss Betty's brownies, okay? It's just that plain and simple. But when you get serious about something and you're dedicated to it, God said he ain't gonna disappoint us. Glory to God. Number two, find his frequency. John 10:4. They know his voice. The easy to read version. He brings all of his sheep out Then he goes ahead of them and leads them. The sheep follow him because they know his voice. Just like, you know, as a mom, it could be a kids in the room, but I know my kids' voice when they say mama. You just know that. You just know. So when we're speaking to God, he know our voice and we know his voice. My kids know my voice when I'm yelling when they were little. Andre, Alex, Stanley, Michael, Jessica. I have to say I'm in order of age or I'll forget somebody. But they know my voice. We should know our father's voice like that. When he say, Wanda, don't do that. Wanda, don't say that. Wanda, I need you to turn. We should know our father's voice and follow his voice. Number three, learn to discern his voice. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice. That's the King James Version. Easy to read. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. God knows you. He knows you. He knows your voice. He knows everything about you, whether you really want him to know or not. Those hidden secrets, he know. You might as well tell him. Get it all out. Lay it all out on the table. Just let him know, because he already know. He just wants you to come there and just sit down. Dad, I got something to talk to you about. You ready to listen to this? All right. And just lay it all out. Talk to your daddy. Talk to him. Get to know his voice. Get to know him intimately. Know his voice. Have that relationship with him. Number four, line it up with his word, the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is inspired by God. And that's one thing the world talks about, and people, there may be other religions who don't, or other faiths or what have you, that don't believe the Bible, and, oh, it was written by man. Okay, yeah, but they heard from God. God spoke to them, and they wrote what God said. They accounted for things that happened in their time, but it was inspired by God. God spoke to them. Just like, you know, when the teachers and the pastors, when we're delivering our messages and what have you, it's inspired by God. God gives us things to say and what scriptures to go to. And yes, you know, me personally, I listen to other pastors, listen to other things. I've gone back and listened to, you know, their messages and what have you to get that inspiration, because it's God, it's his word to deliver my messages. So yes, it's inspired by God. Man wrote it. But it came through the Spirit. It was inspired by God. So when you hear something, for instance, nothing wrong with this in a sense, but you have to know how to do it. Some people go to clubs to save people, so to speak. But you can't mingle in fire sometimes and not get burned.
That's right.
Okay? And because it may be more of them in there than you, Christian folks. And so you can, and I've known people to do that. I know someone who was part of a band, and sometimes they would play, and it was a Christian band, but sometimes they would play in clubs, and they played Christian music in clubs. And it was part of a ministry that they did. Okay, that's cool, but don't go in a club talking about you're going to save somebody, and you get caught up and you end up twerking on the floor with them. I'm just saying. You get caught up. It's more them in there than you. Just saying. All right. The easy to read version of that scripture. All scripture is given by God, and all scripture is useful for teaching and for showing people what is wrong in their lives. It is useful for correcting faults and teaching the right way to live. But don't Bible beat somebody, because you're going to turn them away. I learn. Don't Bible, because they don't want to hear all of that. Yes, give the word, give the nugget, and put it to a natural part in life. Give the nugget, drop the nugget, and give a natural part in life where they can relate to. Because if they hungry and you teaching them, you're trying to give them a word, they can't hear you over their belly growling. That's why Jesus fed the 5,000 men.
Amen.
Then he taught the word because they were hungry. Yes. So once their bellies was full and they were chilling, relaxing, they could hear the word. Amen. So, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Glory to God. You know, me hearing from God personally, and God has spoken through me different ways, but one of the main ways that he speaks to me that I really hear him is through songs. But he has spoken to me through scriptures and different things, and there's just a few examples that I'm going to give. And one of them was when Jesse was going through this cancer thing this third time last year. I told Pastor what was going on, and then Pastor gave us a word, and it was God. I didn't know this scripture even existed. And it's not Nahum 1:9. And this was truly God speaking to us, and it's a word that we still constantly speak over Jesse. And the New Living Version says, whatever plan you make against the Lord, he will destroy it. Trouble will not come a second time. And so we claiming that that cancer thing will not come again. It will not come again. But that was a word for us through Pastor, through the scripture. I mean, God dropped it in his spirit, and immediately, Pastor, we were standing right in here somewhere, and Pastor told us. And so that was a word from God for Jesse, for both of us, what he was going through at that time. It would not come again. And this thing is not coming again. Amen. It's cursed and reversed. It has been uprooted. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, Jesse and I, we just downsized some, and we just purchased a home within the last month. And it's been some challenges. Whew. And as in a few points in, we didn't know what was going to happen, you know. But we trusted God's process. You know, when I was feeling kind of loopy, Jesse was strong. When Jesse was feeling kind of loopy, I was strong. Because both of us can't be loopy at the same time going through this process. So, but we build each other up. We build each other up through this process, through the scriptures. Okay, Jesse, no, God got this. God got this. Wonder God got this, baby. Don't you cry on me. We good. Right. So, but, and then Patty made a statement to me. And then she said it to me one-on-one, and then she said it up here, and it was right on time. She said, downsize but upgrade. And I received that.
Good.
Downsize but upgrade. She said it to me, and then she said it up here. And not too long after that, everything just started happening. And then God told me, it was on maybe a Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't remember what day, God told me to show him my faith. He spoke it to me plain and clear. He told me to show him my faith in him. So, You know, need a down payment for a house and all of that. And praise God that we have our retirement plans where we can pull money out, you know, and we're still good. Not touching our regular income. Okay, so I said, okay. I was shaking. So I said, okay. I pulled the down payment money out of my 401k so we can make it. Before we even knew everything was a go. He said, start packing. I said, okay. So I kept telling Knucklehead there. I said, I need you to go get some boxes. He kept forgetting. I said, baby, I need you to get some boxes. He kept forgetting. But finally, when he got some, then he got these little small boxes. What am I supposed to put in that? Anyway, I just dumped the junk drawer in them. But anyway, so I did. I started packing. Got the money for the down payment and started packing. And there was something, because we're downsizing, some things can go from, you know, 3,400 square feet house to a 2,300 square feet house. So I said, okay, I gotta sell some stuff. So I couldn't put myself to do it, so I had my son to do it. Stan did it. He put it on Facebook, whatever that thing is, Marketplace. He put stuff out there, and he started getting hits. People want my stuff. Okay, so now we have bought an island to go in the kitchen, because the kitchen didn't have one, so we bought an island to go in there. It had the wheels on it and stuff. So somebody wanted that. She came there like the next day and got it. Jesse came home like, where my island? I said, it's sold. My desk, in my office, and it was too big to go in the other house. I had to sell that. Somebody came and got it. We had gotten two desks for the grandkids that from the school for them to play. It can't go in the new house, so somebody bought that. So stuff just started. You know, I'm like, okay, Lord, my furniture is getting low. But he told me, show me your faith. And in a matter of days after all of that took place, y'all, no joke, the lender called us, everything is a go. We closed in our new house June 10th. We moved in that Thursday. I still got boxes that I haven't quite unpacked yet. I'm just tired. But we closed on a new home, and it was God. But he asked me, show me your faith. Show me your faith. Put your money where your mouth is.
Amen.
Show me your faith. So I praise God for that. And like I said, one of the biggest frequencies that God speaks to me is songs. I love music. I love music. And one day I was feeling just so drained, just from everything just going on with, you know, with Jesse, with all that cancer stuff. And then we were looking for a house, and we really couldn't find anything that we both liked. And it was just crazy. And then, you know, with Jessica in school, and then she had the car accident, and one thing after another, and I was just feeling beat down. Then this song came on the radio. My first time ever hearing, I'm pulling up the words to it. It says, the name of the song, and it's by We Are Messengers, Maybe It's Okay That I'm Not Okay. And I love the song. It's a really good song, and I guess I can't, there we go. Thought I had pulled it up. You guys may have heard it, but it played and it was so uplifting to me. And it said, if I didn't know what hurt is like to be broken, then how would I know what it feels like to be whole?
Yes.
If I didn't know what it costs like to be rejected, then I wouldn't know that love coming home. Mm. Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay, because the one who holds the world is holding on to me. Maybe it's all right if I'm not all right, because the one who holds the stars is holding my whole life.
Amen.
And that just ministered to me, and I love that song. You know, maybe it's okay that it's not okay.
Hallelujah.
And another time, I was having a pity party, and it was pretty lit. It was a lit party. Yeah, just me, myself, and I. And I was being just really hard on myself. And just because of my past bad decisions, you know, not so good decisions, being a teen mom and then being a single mom, you know, with two children. And I was just really, it just goes on and on. I was just really being hard on myself. But God. God had to throw, Pastor talks about what a lady, the psychologist, whoever threw water in a lady's face. God had to throw water in my face, in a sense. And to stop my train of thought, because I was going there and I was going fast. And the name of the song is No Matter What, by Ryan Stevenson, featuring Bart Miller from Of Mercy Me. And he was letting me know through that song that he loves me. And it's like, no matter what you've done, I'm trying to pull up the words. I thought I had pulled them up so you guys can, I can tell you some of the lyrics. Here we go. A lot of us grow up believing at any moment we could lose it all. At the drop of a hat, God might turn his back and move on. A lot of us feel like we blew it, thinking we're just too far gone. But I want you to know there's still hope for you now. No matter what you've done, you can't erase his love. Nothing can change it. You're not separated, no matter what.
Amen.
Those are some of the lyrics to that song. And that's one of my songs I have saved. I can listen to over and over again. But that's that song. And years ago, during a critical point in my life when I guess I was straddling the fence, wanted to be in the world, be in the church or what have you. And the song Stand by Donnie McClurkin came out. I heard the song for the first time on the radio. And he was just telling me to stand on his word, keep standing. And that was at a critical point in my life, and God spoke to me through that song, and he speaks to me through songs all the time. Turn on the radio, and there's a song to help me with what I'm thinking about or dealing with at that moment. It happens so often. You know, and God has also, he's used dreams as well with me. Not often, but he has. You know, in my early 20s, when I was saved, but I wasn't living for God. And he spoke to me in a dream very loud. Get yourself together or your life will end young. Mm. It was loud. I was in a church and there was a coffin. I was standing back there and there was a coffin up here. And clearly, clear as day. I got myself together. You know, and I was saved. I was sad. I just wasn't living for God. And I wasn't even straddling the fence. You know, I was on the other side of the fence just peeping over every now and then when I go to church. You know, I wasn't even straddling the fence. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. But God, you know, and when I became pregnant with Jessica, and she's a truly miracle baby. And the doctors told me, and she's 21 now, and the doctors told me that she was going to have all these issues going on. Just one doctor told me I needed to abort her because she was going to have this. And I walked out of his office. But as you all know, she's perfectly fine. I mean, she's perfectly fine. But I had a dream about her. And I saw her in a dream with my grandmother. And my grandmother was holding her. And my grandmother passed like 2 months before Jessica was born. But when I had this dream, my grandmother was still alive. But we both was in the hospital at the same time. And my grandmother was holding Jessica. And my grandmother calls me Wanda Ann. She put Wanda and Ann together. It's not Wanda Ann, it's Wanda Ann. Okay. but she said, Wanda Ann, she's okay. Wanda Ann, she's okay. She's okay. God's got her. And I knew that was God speaking to me in that dream through my grandmother. And I knew that. And so that gave me so much peace. And Jessica, when she was born, she looked exactly as she did in my dream. Exactly as she did in my dream. And I know that was my grandmother speaking to me just to give me peace. Because I was so concerned about what these doctors were saying. You know, about just going to have all of this, I was very concerned. You know, and there have been times when I heard God speak and I reasoned it away. I reasoned it away. And one that truly stands out to me, and I have to forgive myself because I would beat myself up about this particular one. And he had advised me to call my youngest brother one night about 17 years ago. And not one time, he said it a few times. You okay, Miss Pauline? He said it a few times, and I didn't listen. I reasoned it away. I reasoned it away. And I was saying to myself, he's probably tired of me calling him, because I'm one of those sisters that call their brothers like once or two, three, five times a day. Because I love my brothers. And I said, he's tired of me calling him so much. I'm not going to call him. And I got the impression again to call him. And I didn't. And I really believe if I had to listen to God that night, he wouldn't have made the decision that he made, and things would have turned out differently than it did. I mean, he's alive and well today, but things would have turned out differently. But I reasoned it away. Said, oh, he don't want to talk to me again today. I don't talk to him twice. He don't want to talk to me again. I reasoned it away. And Someone's life could be on the line. Our life could be on the line, whether it's in the natural or in the spiritual. Somebody's life could be on the line. It could be a blessing that you reason away, somebody else's blessing that you reason away, when God may tell you, go this way. That's not the normal way I go. Okay, but I don't care. It's the normal way you go. You go this way. We need to stop arguing with God. We need to stop arguing with God. He's God. He knows what's ahead of us. He knows. He knows. And he loves us enough to speak to us through the scriptures, through songs, or whatever the case may be, through dreams, or whatever, however God speaks to you, whatever. Just make sure your frequency is there. Make sure you know his voice. Make sure what you're hearing lines up with his word, because God is not going to go contrary to his word.
That's right.
He is not going to go contrary to his word. Never. Ever.
Right.
Never. So if you hear you're going to die, that's the devil. But check yourself to see what you're doing. Because like in my dream when he spoke, get yourself together, you're going to die young. I knew what I was doing was wrong. So yeah, I would have died young. I would have never saw Michael nor Jessica. I wouldn't have met Jesse. He would have gotten the best thing that ever happened to him. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. You know, and I remember one time here at church, and Miss Pauline, she got me. She called me out. And we had been praying in the spirit, and God gave me a word of interpretation, but I didn't do it. Wanda ended up doing it up here. And Miss Pauline, at the service, she said, you had that interpretation. I said, huh? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, mm-hmm. She just looked at me. That's Miss Pauline. She called me out. She called me out. She got me. She called me out. But that would have been, who knows what God would have had for me or my family if I had just been obedient. But again, I reasoned it away. Like, nobody want to hear me talk. You know, I reasoned it away. And, you know, when pastors ask me to, you know, to teach, I have to say it quickly. Well, I reasoned it away, too. We need to listen on purpose. We need to expect to hear from God because he is our Father and he loves us. He wants to show us some good things, some great things, some beautiful things, some wonderful things, some magnificent things. He wants to direct us where we need to go. He wants what's best for us. We think we know what's best for us, but we really don't know anything. We don't even know what best is. We don't even know what good really is. Until you experience that goodness of God,
yes.
You don't know what good is. The world don't know what good is.
Right.
Until they experience that goodness of God. They really, truly don't know. But he wants us to have heaven here on earth.
Yes.
Heaven got streets of gold and all kinds of beautiful flowers. Streets of gold.
Yes.
God owns a cattle on a thousand hills. He's trying to get you to the cattle.
Amen. Yes.
But we keep wanting to go the other direction because we don't want to listen. Listen. He wants to show us how to get there. Listen attentively for the voice of our Father. He will not lead us wrong. And I'm going to go back to Matthew 11:15 in the Message version. Are you listening to me? Really listening? Remember, y'all, listen on purpose. God is speaking, but we have to make sure that we're listening on purpose. All right. Thank y'all.
Amen.